State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Classrooms are becoming more diverse, with Black and Latino students filling up more seats than ever before. But across the country, for the most part, teachers are still white, middle class, and female. I'm going to introduce you now to a program that helps new teachers navigate that divide.
You guys are going to look at a map at your tables.
It's World War II Day in this freshman history class at the Detroit Institute of Technology at Cody High School. About 20 students, all African American, are divided into four groups, and they're trying to figure out why America got involved in the war.
Japan attacks us. We're already giving supplies to the Allies. What's going to happen after this one tragic event?
The guy you hear talking there, the one talking about Japan and the attack on Pearl Harbor, that's Patrick Tierney. He's an undergrad at the University of Michigan, getting his bachelor's in education. And unlike all the students surrounding him, Tierney is middle class and white.
For the most part, if I had just been told that I was going to student teach in like a Detroit school, I would have all these expectations coming in about the kinds of students there, the kinds of resources, the kinds of people, the neighborhood, and I wouldn't be confident in saying that I wouldn't have let these kinds of expectations affect the way I was behaving in the classroom.
Tierney says he was able to check his expectations at the door, thanks in large part to a U of M program called the Rounds Project. The U of M Rounds Project began in 2008 and is required for all undergrads who want to be future high school teachers. The teachers-to-be are called interns, and they go on rotations, a lot like medical school training. The interns rotate between urban, suburban, and rural schools, and they learn specific skills to work with students in each type of classroom, like how to teach literacy to a child who is not a native English speaker, or how to get a student to care about school when all they see around them is blight and little opportunity. And there's always an expert teacher at the head of the class coaching them along the way and providing feedback. Hundreds of future teachers have now gone through rounds. For current intern Ellie Neustadt, her rotation at Cody High School in Detroit has been eye-opening.
In my own education, I didn't grow up with many minorities at all. And so the first time I came into Cody, I'm walking in here going, I don't know what this is about. I don't know anything about these students, and I don't know what to expect other than my own assumptions. And I'd already been in my multicultural education class to know that my assumptions aren't necessarily fair.
And that, right there, that is the real challenge future teachers face, figuring out how to translate what they read in a book in a multicultural education class and apply it in the classroom. Deborah Ball is dean of U of M School of Education. She says in Michigan, most teacher education programs have a multicultural component of some kind, but by and large, those involve a lecture and a textbook, no real-life interactions.
It's fine to learn that schools are deeply unequal and that our society is stratified, but if you're a classroom teacher, then what is it that means that you need to be able to do, whether it's in your math or English language arts instruction, or if it's in your relationships with parents, or even in the assumptions you make in the sorts of comments you make during class? All of these things bear on the way you actually work with your students.
She says that gap between learning about diversity and culture and facing it head on in the classroom, she says that gap is an important one to fill, and one that nobody has quite figured out how to do successfully. But she believes the Rounds Project is a very good first step. With Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.